When Randy McIntosh first studied music, he never dreamed that he'd become one of the leading champions of music like this from Zimbabwe.
I went to college to study piano. I also played guitar and cello and bass.
All that changed 15 years ago when friends invited him to hear their African band. He says he got interested.
Then I got hooked. Now I hardly play the piano at all anymore. I just play these instruments.
His wife, Amy Stewart, plays them too. She says the beauty of Zimbabwean music led to their marriage.
Yeah, it's true. Randy was playing in a band. I thought he was super cool. We started playing together also and eventually let go of all those other things we were doing. He was teaching at a university and I was working for a nonprofit.
Now the couple performs on stage and runs a music school in Boulder. McIntosh says they named it in honor of the Zimbabwean word for fun.
The name of our school is Kutandara. Kutandara, and it means to get together and have a good time.
And students at the school do.
Well, it's really unique and not a lot of people do it, and it's just fun to play.
It's also like not super hard, but it's still really, really fun.
I spend like all my time doing this because it's my favorite thing. I love all the people because you get to know everybody, and I love the songs.
These teens are playing marimbas, practicing for a concert where they're the star performers. Each keyboard is as big as a table with mallets for striking the wooden notes. Randy McIntosh says the hundreds of students who've taken classes here over the past 10 years also learn other Zimbabwean instruments, such as the ungoma.
It's a cylinder drum, and it's got a hide around a big log.
There's also a handheld instrument with metal tines, the imbira.
You know, the sound that I'm playing right now kind of sounds almost like a music box to me.
In addition to playing and teaching its music, the couple leads efforts to help the country the music comes from.
We do a lot of relief work and a lot of work for the people of Zimbabwe, trying to promote their music and trying to help our friends and teachers who live in Zimbabwe.
Stewart and McIntosh each put in 80 hours a week on these efforts.
The thing that drives us is the music and the people of Zimbabwe.
McIntosh says their efforts are more important now than ever.
Because of AIDS and because of the political situation there and because of droughts, right now cholera in Zimbabwe, there's a lot of people that are really sick and really impoverished and need our help. 3 or 4 times a year we do large fundraisers for them.
The fundraisers support Kutandara's Rugare Project, which provides food and medical supplies to some Zimbabwean villages, as well as long-term improvements such as electricity or building construction, decided upon by village elders. McIntosh and Stewart also stay connected with the Visiting Artist Program. Each year, they bring Zimbabwean musicians to the United States to teach at their music school. Stewart says it's all part of giving back.
We're blessed with such a gift of their music that giving back to our friends and teachers from Zimbabwe was just natural.
This June, Randy McIntosh and Amy Stewart will host ZimFest in Boulder, Colorado to celebrate Zimbabwean music and culture. It's the largest annual gathering in North America of students, teachers, performers, and fans of Zimbabwean music. I'm Shelley Schlender in Boulder.